Hello and welcome to this week's edition of NewsGram. Let's begin this podcast with a moment of thanks. I have learned a lot of different things doing this show, due in large part to the great authors that I've been lucky enough to meet. The topics are so broad and so varied. I mean, we cover everything from children's books to autobiographies to fiction, even spirituality. And you never really know what you're going to get, so thank you very much for clicking on this episode. Today, we're going to take a very common sense approach to the very deep question of who am I and what was I put on this earth to do? Now, just to clarify, if you've asked yourself that question, you're probably already living your purpose, and you don't even realize it. That happens all the time. Sometimes we think we're meant for something bigger, and you know what? We might just be put on this earth to live our life in the best way possible. It may be just as simple as that. I've spent a lot of time thinking that there must be more to life, and in the course of doing that, we tend to forget the little things that actually mean a lot. Little things like simple kindnesses. They're really easy for you to do, you don't really think much about them, but they do mean something to the recipient. How grateful are you that water comes out of your tap? I didn't really think about it until recently when I was reminded that in many parts of the world, people have to go and get water from a river or a well, and it's not even clean. Billions of people don't know the luxury that we take for granted, and it kind of puts things in perspective. Now, this is not a show about water or gratitude, although those are important things. It's a show about finding peace.
We get so busy running around doing things for the kids if you're married with children or you have children, running about our daily lives, back to the store, getting this, getting that, you know, going to work, coming home, taking care of the shopping and all of that kind of stuff, that we don't take out time to rest. And that's one of the principal teachings in the book, Finding Peace, is to rest. That's one of the secrets, to take that day, take that time, to just slow down and be at peace, you know, and sitting on the porch is one of the ways to do that.
That is Dr. Rebecca I. Payne, and she's author of the book that she just mentioned, Finding Peace. The cover features a bistro table and a couple of chairs sitting out on the front porch of a house. They serve as a reminder to take time out to rest.
Life is a journey. And you have to take time to slow down and enjoy it. We get so caught up with running around and spinning our own web that we forget that we are here to enjoy this life and to discover one another and have peace. You can't have peace if you don't slow down.
Stop and smell the roses. It's just that simple. But hearing it and doing it, you know, they're two different things. It's not always that easy. Our lives can be very complicated, so in her book, she's created a fun, easy way to teach us how to slow down and to live a peaceful life, a rewarding life. To do that, she created two characters, Jamie and Miss Maisie. Jamie is looking for some answers, and Miss Maisie is keen to teach them, and she does it using biblical principles.
Miss Maisie and Jamie are a reflection of me and my spiritual mother. I have known her for a long time. She was actually my ex-husband's grandmother. And through the course of time, as I went through different things in my life, different jobs, relationships, getting over certain addictions and afflictions, she guided me. And we would sit and talk for a long time, but she always used biblical principles. And I found it fascinating. I had been baptized as a Christian a long while ago. I'd accepted Jesus Christ, but I wasn't following Christ. And so in our conversations, she led me to want to know more about what it meant to follow Christ and who he was. As we began to talk, I began to realize I wanted to go deeper. And so Jamie and Miss Maisie are a reflection of those conversations. They're not identical, but they're a reflection of those conversations and the relationship we developed over time.
Jamie is on a path toward enlightenment, and Miss Maisie is offering up the spiritual wisdom she needs to get there. Here's an example. We already talked about the importance of taking time out to rest, kind of like God did on the seventh day.
You cannot go 7 days a week. You cannot run back and forth to work, take care of the kids, go to soccer games and all of these other things. You cannot be running around all day long, every single day of the week, and not rest. So that's the first clue. Within the rest of the scriptures that I selected, one of the keys is that it's a relationship between us and God, right? One of my favorites was Jeremiah 1:5, before I knew you, before I formed you in your mother's womb, right? I knew you. It tells us that God has known us from the beginning, from the foundation of the earth. He wants to have a relationship with us because he knows us. Now it's our time to seek him. And so Matthew 6:33 tells us that seek first the kingdom of God, right? So we need to look to God to have that relationship. We need to seek him out. We need to structure our lives such that we can go and find him, so that we can go and find out more about him. This will give us a rewarding relationship. And understanding that if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Son will set you free. Free of the addictions, free of the afflictions, free of the trials and tribulations that you've gone through in your life. You'll have a whole new life. You'll be a new creation. You'll be a new creature. And understanding that, you will become free. In your freedom, you will find peace.
And there's that word again, peace. And believe it or not, peace is just the beginning.
I discovered that with peace comes joy. With joy comes happiness. These are fruit of the Holy Spirit. So the fruit of the Spirit become evident in your life. You have joy, you have peace, you have happiness. You take on goodness, you take on kindness, you take on the ability to persevere and have patience. All of these things start transpiring in your life as you allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life. Because you can't do these things. You can't make these changes by yourself, right? I tried. It does not work. But with the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God, you can have your life transformed and then literally find peace. And with that peace comes the simplicity of life.
If you're someone who's looking for answers, this book is going to show you what a life as a Christian could be like. By bringing in characters like Jamie and Miss Maisie, she's letting us see through their relationship the lessons that can apply to our own lives. I guess you could say it's a practical guide to living a good life with faith and belief in something more, and how that belief can shape our lives in positive ways. Here's another example. In the book, Jamie just went through a divorce. Highly stressful and very difficult.
I too, like Jamie, went through a divorce. And during that time, my life was in total upheaval. I was going to school, getting a doctorate. I was moving around in different jobs. I'm a project manager by technology, project manager by trade, and my projects were coming to an end. So I'm also moving around in my career. Everything was in upheaval.
And when life starts to feel like it's spinning out of control, we naturally get frustrated and confused, and we start looking up and asking all those questions. And according to Dr. Rebecca Payne, one of the big answers to those questions is slow down, have faith, let God guide you. When your head is full of questions and those questions are making you anxious, now there's a scripture for that.
One of the biggest ones that I learned was in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That was such a huge leap for me because I was anxious about everything. You know, where's my life going? What am I going to do now? You know, I'm in upheaval here, you know, and I'm trying to get this doctorate at the same time and I'm trying to focus. And should I stop? Should I keep going? What do I do? You know, and so with her guidance, I found that I needed to settle down and have peace, and continue to do what I had started to do, trusting God.
As human beings, we all have trials and tribulations in our life. It's just part of being human. Dr. Rebecca has a fun term. She calls them afflictions and addictions. We have all kinds of pain, physical, emotional, spiritual, and we We also have free will. We are totally capable of making all kinds of decisions that may or may not be good for us, like self-medicating.
Part of the journey is to know that it exists. Part of the journey is to know that there is a light. Some people don't know that, right? So I'm trying to show them that God is for you, God is with you, God will guide you if you but seek Him.
I'll leave you with the words of Miss Maisie. She says, whatever it is that calms your soul and lifts you to a curiosity about your Creator, that is what you're meant to do to set you on a path to peace. The book is called Finding Peace by Dr. Rebecca I. Payne, and you can get it in paperback at all the places where you like to shop online for books. In fact, right now, you can download it from Amazon for about $6. Not a bad price to pay for the meaning of life. And that will do it for this edition of NewsGram from WebTalkRadio.com.